Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's school reform office has served notice. Failing schools are on the bubble. The director of the school reform office is Natasha Baker. She says schools that are chronically failing could be told by year's end they'll be shut down by next June. Here's what she told our newsroom.
Our goal now is to face the facts, understand where we are, use data to make the right decisions in the name of getting kids into higher performing school options.
How many schools could be affected? Nobody's saying. Erin Einhorn of Chalkbeat Detroit was first to report this aggressive new direction by the school reform office, and she is with us now. Erin, what did school reform office director Natasha Baker say about the metrics they're going to be using?
Well, I think they're using the metrics that the state has been using for some time, which is the state uses a top-to-bottom ranking. What's a little bit tricky about this is that there actually was no top-to-bottom ranking issued last year in 2015 because last year was the first year of a new test. Michigan students for the first time took the MSTEP in 2015, which is aligned to the Common Core and quite a bit more difficult than the MEAP test, which came before. So the Michigan Department of Ed had actually said they were going to hold off on holding schools on high-stakes consequences for the MSTEP.
At least till 2017, right? So they were going to give everybody time to settle into this tougher new test?
Right, that's right. But the school reform office is no longer part of the Michigan Department of Ed. The school reform office, Governor Snyder signed an order in 2015 removing the school reform office from the Michigan Department of Ed. And the Michigan Department of Ed reports to the superintendent and the school board as opposed to the governor. So now that office reports directly to the governor, and one of the reasons he said he was doing that was to, you know, turn up the heat a little bit on schools that are low performers.
So the school reform office is basically saying it is certainly not bound by and is certainly not going to honor that MDE promise.
What they're actually saying is that they are required by law. So there is a state law that says the school reform office needs to put out the annual list of schools that are in the bottom 5%. Which nobody did last year, but since that time, the school reform office has gotten a hold of the data from 2015, and in the next couple of weeks, they're going to put out the bottom five list for 2015, and then that bottom five list for 2016, which is the test that was taken last spring, is going to come out this fall, and then the school reform office says they're going to use 3 years of data, 2014, 2015, and 2016, and any school that's in the bottom 5% for all 3 years is in danger.
So are the Michigan Department of Education and the Reform Office at loggerheads on this?
I don't know that I'd say it's loggerheads. What I would say is I don't think there's anything that the Department of Ed can do about it if they disagree. And it sounds like they're standing by the statement they've been making for a couple of years, which is that, you know, this 2015 test shouldn't be used for high-stakes accountability. And they even committed to that in an agreement with the federal government that was part of the No Child Left Behind Act. But that act is no longer the current law. It's not the current national education law. We have a new Every Student Succeeds Act. It seems it's a little bit academic at this point.
Now, as you reported in your story for Chalkbeat Detroit, Erin Einhorn, there are more than 40 Detroit public schools in that group of 100 underperforming schools. Looking back, as we've said, to that 2014 list that was the last public list, would charter schools in Detroit be affected by this threat of closure?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when it comes to schools in the city of Detroit, this actually was addressed in the law that was passed in June, the $617 million rescue package that was sort of designed to prevent Detroit public schools from going into bankruptcy. There were a bunch of things in that law, including these mandated increased accountability efforts. So the law actually calls for the state, for the school reform office, to develop an A to F grading system so that every school in the state should be assigned a letter grade A through F, and that schools that persistently get F grades should be closed down. And the law also spells out that until that letter grade system is up and running, the state should use the top-to-bottom rankings. What's a little bit surprising is that it wasn't clear from the law which 3 years would be used. So what we're learning now is that the school reform office does intend to use tests that have already been taken, which means that schools are starting the school year next month And there's already nothing they can do about it because the tests have already been taken. The scores are being tallied now.
So for that group of like 100 underperforming schools based on the ranking, the top to bottom ranking from 2014, what does this mean for the teachers, the administrators, and really for the parents in these schools?
Well, I don't know that it's really clear. So there are 100, maybe 128 schools that were on the list in 2014. Presumably, it'll be the list of schools that are on in 14, 15, and 16 is going to be much smaller. And then there's this large exemption that they're applying, which is called the unreasonable hardship clause. So if there's a reason why closing a school would represent an unreasonable hardship to children, that school will stay open. So if it's the only school in the neighborhood, if the other schools in the neighborhood aren't very good or don't have capacity, then that would be a reason that school would in fact stay open. And Natasha Baker, the head of the school reform office, is saying that it'll be far fewer than 100. But how many it will be, I don't think we know. I expect there may also be some lawsuits. There's probably going to be some political pushback. So this is something that sounds to me a little bit like they're putting schools on notice. And how that actually plays out over the next couple of months, I think it's going to be pretty interesting to watch and see. You know, the impact on children and on schools and on communities, I think, will be fairly far-reaching, you know, whatever ends up happening.
Erin Einhorn with Chalkbeat Detroit. Erin, thanks for talking with us today, filling us in, and I know we'll be all following this.
Thanks so much for having me on.